yesterday we had a meeting with the board where I shared with them the plans for the investigation, went over the reasons, make sure everybody was clear as to why we were stepping in, mainly going back to the board meeting where there were some accusations made between and about board members, by board members, that gave me reason as state superintendent to have concern. And the fact that during that meeting, they also reached out and asked that we become involved and try to help them as a board be more focused on the needs of the students rather than issues between each other. So we set that stage yesterday. I shared with them some other areas that I thought that while we're there would be worth looking into. Not that there's necessarily any problems there, but rather than just looking at the governance piece of it, let's just look at the system as a whole and see how the state can play a role in helping them advance the system forward. Shared them with them the team that would be coming in to work with them, led by former state superintendent Dr. Ed Richardson.
I understand he's quite a character. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
He is quite a character. He is Dr. Richardson, and he will tell everybody this. He is an avid supporter of public education. And any time that he feels like the needs of the children or that the system is not working to their advantage, he has no problem pointing that out and being very aggressive in coming to a solution to turn that around. So that's exactly why I asked him to, even though he's retired, to step up to the plate and help me with this, and he more than willingly agreed to do that.
Mm.
So he'll be leading that effort. I have a team that will be with him of retired superintendents and chief school financial officers that will help kind of dig through everything and take a look at it and see if there's any areas of concern that we need to pursue or not. You know, we're not going in with any preconceived notion. Had a very, very positive meeting with the board yesterday. There's been a lot shared publicly over the last week. All this got started, but could not have left a meeting more encouraged than I did yesterday. The board understands our role. They understand their role in this. And as I told them as we concluded the meeting, through this, we may turn up some things that were unexpected for us and for them. But the only way you improve a system is by owning the good and the bad and really addressing it head on, and that's what we intend to do with the goal of making sure that Birmingham's a better system because of it.
Understood. Now, you said that you had sort of broadened the scope of the investigation a little bit. Now, originally it was directed just at the board's operation and the board's governance of the school system. Now, I understand that it's also going to include the finances and the academic outcomes. Is that right?
Yeah, not that we think there's a problem, but it would be almost not a waste of our time, but it wouldn't be a good use of our time to just look at the system that narrowly. As while we're there and we're looking through all this and interviewing people and trying to either affirm or not affirm the accusations that were made, things about finances, things about programs, things about academics are going to come up. So we agreed along with the board that it would make sense to really give just a real total look at the system and see if there are other areas that may be in need of improvement so that we as a state department can be more responsive to that. So it's really to take this opportunity to be even more supportive of where that support might be needed.
Mm. Now, I understand the investigation, it'll probably go through about mid-June. Is that right?
That's a projected timeline. Again, everything's tentative on what we, as the investigation begins, what may turn up or not turn up. It could end sooner than that, or as Dr. Richardson and his team start interviewing people and reviewing documents and those sorts of things, it may extend longer. But that was kind of our goal to begin with, to try to conclude it within 2 months, so that if there's anything, especially programmatically, that needs to happen, we can work with them to get it ready before the next school year starts.
You've made it clear in several statements that, you know, the goal of the state is not to take over the school system, not to really displace the board, but couldn't that depend on what you find?
It could, and we talked about that very clearly yesterday. As you've stated, I've made it very clear our intent is not to take over the Birmingham school system or remove any of the authority. We want it to be a co-governance sort of relationship for now. If something significant turns up financially or otherwise, then absolutely it would put us into a different category in terms of what that relationship looks like. And if we had to, we would step in and intervene there.
And that would involve just, how does that work exactly with an elected board?
With an elected board, it would expand the co-governance model of that. We're involved in a couple of school systems already in different ways. And basically it means that any of the decisions that goes to the board actually goes through us first, and we help craft the agenda and make sure that it's all aligned with any of the improvements that we had identified needed to occur.
What's the cost of something like this? I mean, you have to interview people, you have to go through all the documents, it's going to take time. Roughly how much does the state have to pay for an investigation like this?
Each of these individuals are all retired, so they're on contract. We'll have a daily rate for them that we will pay them. Dr. Craig Pouncey is handling that, and we haven't really finalized it all, but we all met for the first time just this past week, so we're still working that out. It's not going to be an enormous expense because retirees can only make so much a year anyway and still be able to draw their retirement. So it's not going to be an exorbitant expense, but the way I look at it, the future of children, even if it does cost some money, it's worth that if we make sure that the system can serve their children better.
Speaking of money, I read, I think it was in the Birmingham News, that the state requires school systems to have 1 month's operating budget on reserve at all times. And Birmingham, that would be $17 million, but there's only three in reserves right now. Is that right?
I don't think that's correct at the moment. Birmingham has actually done quite a good job at keeping that 1 month reserve. They're at a point now of applying to the state with their plan to keep that reserve, and that was one of the things we talked about yesterday. Is one of the reasons we wanted to look at the financial part is it's going to be harder, obviously, with, again, reduced state revenues to keep that 1 month reserve. But that's one of the things that Dr. Richardson has a real strength of, is looking at efficiencies within the system, looking at schools that may be underutilized, not at capacity, how combining some schools and things like that might help them be able to have that 1 month reserve that we do feel is real important, because in the system, especially a system as big as Birmingham, you never know when you might need that reserve to continue the services to the children.
One of the huge issues right now coming up in the legislature, obviously, is charter schools. There's a big push for them. I understand that you've been sort of ambivalent, and your stance on charter schools sort of depends on what's in the actual bill. Some of the critics of the state investigation into the school board have said very loudly that they think the state investigation is really all about charter schools, because if we were to get rid of Craig Witherspoon, there would be upheaval and there'd be an interim and a search, and that would somehow slow down the push for charter schools in Birmingham. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Sure. And it was surprising to me that came up. And you're right. My stance on charter schools is it can only be looked at within context of what the needs of the children are and the needs of a community.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken with John Rogers and Mary Moore, some of the board members that made some statements like that, and we've cleared that. They understand that absolutely has nothing to do with the investigation, nor should it. I mean, it's irrelevant to this conversation at the moment, and they understand that now. And the question was even asked of the board president yesterday, are the concerns that were expressed early in the week now cleared? And he said yes.
This is an even touchier subject. There were also some allegations that this is racially motivated, and you know, the state state is being patronizing. Birmingham is, you know, almost 100% black district, and it's an elected board, and sort of who are these people coming in and disenfranchising the voters who voted for those school board members? What do you say to that?
You know, that we addressed that issue as well earlier in the week, again, with the representatives, the legislators, and with the board, and we all have agreed that that is not the case, nor was it ever the case. Regretfully, some things get said in passionate moments that one target, and I didn't take that offensively at all because I knew where I was coming from in this. You know, we're a public school system where we serve all children, regardless of what color they might be or where they might be from, and that has absolutely nothing to do with this. I mean, we were, again, it goes back to the only reason that we even became involved was I attended a board meeting where there were accusations about ethics and violations of open meetings laws that as state superintendent, I have a responsibility to respond to. So that was the reason for us to get involved. And then once we got involved, we realized maybe we could have an even a greater impact by broadening the scope of this and working with the school board and the administration to say, you know, how can we really help Birmingham City Schools move forward? And I went into that meeting yesterday really not knowing what might be the result, but left very, very encouraged.
Understood. Do you have any advice for teachers or parents or students or administrators in the Birmingham system right now?
My advice would be we're going to be there over the next couple of months. We're going to be talking to lots of people. I think our collective efforts, if we can focus them, and shared this yesterday, Birmingham, the Board of Birmingham has actually developed a very robust strategic plan that has just made it onto the table. It needs some revision to put some measurements in it. If we can get all of this energy, not just at the board level, but at the teacher level, at the community level, really focused on that strategic plan, and get the finances really aligned to that plan, there's a lot that could happen in Birmingham. There's a lot happening already that's positive, but it could be a system on the move if we could get all of this energy and passion focused around a plan that really moves the system forward.
A lot of people in the community, as we saw at the pro-Witherspoon rally a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people think he's already put in place some really good programs. Do you have any thoughts on those?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I mean, things that Craig has attempted to do are right on line with what the needs of the kids are. I'm very pleased that the business community, that is an integral part of school systems across the state that are doing great things. The partnership with business and industry is invaluable because ultimately they're our customer, whether it's straight out of high school or after college. So that partnership is really a strength for Birmingham City Schools, and I only see that becoming stronger because this strategic plan is aligned to making sure that what's produced there is exactly what business and industry is looking for.
Is there anything else you think our listeners should know?
I think, again, is oftentimes it takes an event, a situation, not necessarily a crisis, because I don't look at it as a crisis at all, but something that may not be real positive to get something started that in the end can be an extremely positive experience. And that's exactly how I look at this, is we have a unique opportunity to look very strategically at some things within that system. Some things may turn up that are not positive at all. But if they do, it's all about how we respond to it and address it, turn it around into something positive. And that's my hope in this, is especially after yesterday, that we work with this board and superintendent in the community, do what's right for those kids, and take this opportunity to develop a new relationship on how to move it forward.
Okay, Dr. Bice, thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy. I appreciate it, and please drive carefully.
Thank you.